Wednesday, April 10th, we need to fix a national treasure. Carvel soft serve ice cream cone, which I had yesterday. And, you know, if you know anything, it's obviously on the wafer cone, not the waffle cone. And it's vanilla with rainbow sprinkles. That's like the classic baseline Carvel order that can never go wrong. It's one of those special treats that if you don't like it, you just don't know what you're talking about. You should probably move to like Costa Rica or something. Anyway, I got a medium yesterday, which is quite large in the scheme of ice cream cones. And the way they pile it on, the cone is about twice the height of... the ice cream on top of the cone is about twice the height of the actual cone. The issue that really ruins is a strange word to choose because there's nothing that is bad or sad about this experience of eating a Carvel cone, which I don't get to do that often. But it diminishes it because the sprinkles and the ice cream, it's so large that it falls off the edges. And they must know this because in my lifetime, they've added this like plastic little sleeve with a little rim, but that is a Band-Aid on a much bigger problem here, because that only solves, it doesn't really solve much at all. It like barely catches half the sprinkles that fall off. And when it does, it's like in such a thin little area, it's hard to then know what to do with them. I guess it helps them not like spilling all over the place. Nonetheless, even with that thing, they still spilled all over the place, all over my, like I was in my car with the kids eating it and they were just dropping on my, on my pants, on the car. It was just messy. And then you get in this position where you're rushing to eat this incredible item because you just don't want it to spill all over. So you're like licking around the sides and the edges and turning and twisting it just to avoid a mess. And that is not the way that something so delectable should be approached. So Carvel needs to go back to the drawing board and figure out a better way. Those plastic sleeves need to be bigger or better, or they need to drop some sprinkles inside of the ice cream in the middle of the cone or something like that. So when you get inside, that's where the sprinkles are. I don't know the answer. I'm not a ice cream production expert. I am an ice cream consumption expert, and these are my thoughts. And while I was very happy to have this one of my favorite ice cream items, it was a little pressure-filled because I felt like I had to like do work to get it done, to not have it be a disaster. And then when it gets to the point where you can finally sit back and take a breath and enjoy what's left, there are no sprinkles to be found.